Welcome back once again to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're continuing our study today of the book of Acts in this session, Arrest of the Apostles, Part 1. And as we look at this book of Acts, which I called Luke's History of the Church, Volume 2, we're going to look at verses 17 to 26 of Chapter 5. I hope you have your Bibles with you, you have them open, and that you're following along. Let's look at verse 16, the one just before our passage for today. In Acts chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed." Well, listen, you know, that kind of success does not go unnoticed. It doesn't go unnoticed by the supporters of the church and what's going on, but it also doesn't go unnoticed by the enemies. In verses 17 and 18, it says, "Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison." Again, once again, it was the Sadducees who were upset by the apostles' preaching. They were filled with indignation. My guess is they were jealous of the success. You know, verse 16 again. A multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem. And guess what? It was happening on their turf. It was happening at the temple. And verse 12, the second part of it, and verse 20, they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." And so the religious leaders did the only thing they knew to stop it. Put them in the common prison for a trial. So what's going on here? Why is this passage so significant? Well, turn to Matthew chapter 16 and look at verses 13 down to 19. It says, "When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' So they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, one of the prophets.' And he said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter answered and said, 'You're the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.'" Well, let me ask you a question. Whose church is it? It's Jesus' church. Who will build Jesus' church? Well, Jesus will build it. Who's in control? God's in control. Who will not prevail against the church? Satan. Look at verse 18 again, the second part of it. "And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." God is in complete control of the building of his church. Acts chapter 5, verses 19 and the second part of 21, the first part of 21. And look at that. And notice the miraculous escape from jail. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. So the emphasis is on the total helplessness of the authorities. Verse 39, but if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. Don't miss the irony of the situation. It's priceless. An angel opened the door, led them out, and told them to return to the temple and resume preaching. They obeyed and continued preaching the gospel message of salvation by Jesus Christ with even more boldness. So they exhibited no concern about getting arrested. They returned to the very scene of their arrest. Do you know what the irony is? The Sadducees don't believe in angels. Now, look on. Verse 21, the second part of it, down to verse 26. It shows the details of the discovery of the miraculous escape and the following events. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought out. Go get them, bring them here. But when the officers came and did not find him in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, indeed, we found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priest heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. So one came and told them, saying, look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. And then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. The bottom line is so clearly seen in our text. God is obviously in control. What was the result of this event? The apostles were even more bold, and they were arrested again, willingly. They went along. God's in control. We need to trust Him, and we need to be obedient. The opposition is not our problem. It's not our job to fight with the opposition. Our job is to obediently and boldly, under the power of the Holy Spirit, give witness to Jesus Christ, His resurrection, preach the good news, and let God take care of the opposition. Let God take care of all of these other things. You have a great day.